Kissing for Keeps, Shepherds in Love, Book 1. Written by Martha Keys, read for you by Ariel Royce and Christopher Rourke. 1. Sienna. I flip open my computer and pull up the spreadsheet titled Wedding of the Century. You'd think I'd reserve that title for my own wedding, but it just shows you how much I love my friend Maddie, and how determined I am to be the best maid of honor in history. Or maybe I lack confidence in my own odds of getting married. Both are valid theories. Coordinating a wedding with someone who lives thousands of miles away has its challenges, the time difference foremost among them. Hence the color-coded spreadsheet where we keep track of different aspects of the wedding and when they've been scheduled, paid for, and confirmed. There are a lot of cells in this sheet, which means I have my work cut out for me. It's all worth it for Maddie and Remy. From the moment Maddie called me from Paris and told me about her disaster of a meet-cute with her French Airbnb host, I was rooting for Remy. And now I'm planning their wedding. The two of them are taking bits and pieces from American and French wedding tradition, which is going to be a fun and unique experience for all of us involved. Not least because all the wedding festivities will take place at a chateau, a bona fide country chateau in France. I glance at a row midway down the spreadsheet. Sienna's flight to France. It's not for a couple of weeks, but honestly, it couldn't come soon enough. I could use all the distraction I can get right now. My eyes flit to the other spreadsheet that's hiding behind this one. One that's been a permanent fixture for months. It's titled, Amy Stewart for Senate. It can now be closed once and for all. Maybe even deleted for good measure. I don't have the heart to do it yet. Nor do I have the courage to open it and really analyze where I went wrong. Probably because I know some places I went wrong, and seeing evidence of them in those tidy little cells makes me nervous for Maddie's wedding, and what unwelcome surprises are lurking in those cells. But not all the mistakes I made as Amy's campaign manager could have been solved with a better spreadsheet. Not sure if that's heartening or disheartening. My phone starts ringing, and Maddie's picture pops up on the screen for a FaceTime call. I glance at the time. It's only 8:30 in the morning here, an hour earlier than when we scheduled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?